Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
We're going to talk about a makeup trend for fall that a lot of people have avoided, and that is mascara on the bottom. This year, designers were all about the Twiggy look from the 1960s, and we saw false eyelashes on the bottom lashes. We saw heavy mascara and lots of eyeliner. And this is actually a look that women have avoided because, number one, it can make your eyes look a little smaller. But in addition to that, it really kind of makes you look tired. And if you wear a lot of mascara on the bottom, you kind of get that noonday raccoon look. So a lot of women have avoided this for a long time. I mean, I haven't worn mascara on the bottom. Do you wear mascara on the bottom?
I have never stopped wearing mascara on the bottom. I've worn it on the bottom for years. I just love the look of it.
So you're the one who hasn't. Okay, that's right. I'm remembering this now from when we were talking about blue eyeliner.
Yeah, I put a little blue underneath because you told me blue was big.
It is. Blue is big. And the big lashes, I mean, if you look at any of the magazines and the Hot Runway look, I mean, they're all using even false eyelashes on the bottom.
False?
And, you know, there have been, you know, a dozen products on the market that give us, you know, bold, huge, thick eyelashes while we sleep. I know we all know the ones I'm talking about. You just put it on at night before you go to sleep. And women are absolutely addicted to it. So it's just a matter of time that this eyelash trend kind of evolved to the bottom, if you will. But here's the deal. I have a trick if you want to try this. And you want to avoid the smudging and the running of your eye makeup during the day
okay.
You know, as we start to sweat and perspire a little bit. So here's the trick. So you want to use your lengthening, thickening mascara on the top. Use the mascara that you love. It's perfectly fine. But when it comes to the bottom lashes, you want to use a separate and different mascara, and that would be a waterproof mascara.
Hmm.
Now, I usually don't recommend women wearing waterproof mascara all around their eyes. And why do you think that would be, Brooke?
It's really hard to get off?
That's right. And when something is really hard to get off, we tend to scrub and be more aggressive than we really should with that gentle eye area.
Uh-huh.
So if you just wear the waterproof on the bottom, that's going to be much easier to get off and you can get the effect. But here's what you want to do. So you use your lengthening and thickening on the top. You use a little bit of the waterproof on the bottom. And then with an eyeshadow brush, you want to tip those bottom lashes with just a little bit of your all-over powder, okay? So your invisible powder or your natural all-over powder. If you tip the bottom of those lashes with just a little bit of powder, that will seal that color, and it will keep those lashes from touching the skin underneath your eyes, which will keep you from getting that raccoon look. So there you go.
Yeah, I love it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, and I love it.
So this is an easy thing to try. You know, I mean, it's not like you have to buy anything extra. You might have to buy a waterproof mascara, but this is one of those cosmetic trends that's pretty painless. So we all might as well just give it a shot. Again, designers loved it, and it could bring back the 60s. It could give you a little nostalgia. It could open your eyes up. You could hate it, but hey, give it a shot.
Take a selfie and let other people kind of decide from there too, before you go public with it too much.
Well, for more tips like this, please follow me on Pinterest because you can see lots of illustrations and photos that have been pinned on a lot of my tips. And you can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and go to my website, senseofstyle.com.
Tommy and Brooke in the morning, 105.7, Star 105.7.